Would you rather stand pat at running back or draft a back in the first three rounds of this draft?
I went with that if you're going BPA, best player available, I'm open to it.
Okay.
Because you look at the running backs on the roster right now, you know, DeMarco Murray's coming off the struggles he had last season, Ryan Matthews, Darren Sproles. You got to start thinking about getting youth at that position. I was excited to hear Doug Peterson talk about how he wants to use the running backs this season, that, you know, he's not going to kind of force a, you know, square peg into a round hole type of deal. He's going to work to the strengths of the running backs, and it's something he did well in, with Kansas City last year when Jamaal Charles went down. I really want to see the Eagles at running back. If there's a guy who they have rated highly and he's there for them, I'm open to it because I think you need to add some youth to the position.
Yeah, I think that that's a very, very interesting debate. And I lean with you. I think that if you feel like Kenneth Dixon is a future, you know, stud and an all pro player, and he's there, you know, early third round, I mean, you got to pull the trigger.
So
I think that that's the discussion you have to have in that situation.
Yeah. If you're looking strictly at needs, no, because, you know, you're going to look at what to do with the offensive line. Now, free agency could change the perspective on, and it should change the perspective based on what the Eagles do or don't do. But at this point, I'm going to say, I'll just leave it to that. If it's you're thinking long term, you need some youth in the position. If it's a guy who's rated highly is there, I have no problem going for it.